What's up, everybody? Today is Thursday, October 26, 2023. This is A Talk in the Attic, which of course means I'm your host, Kirk Ross. Welcome to this year's Halloween Spooktacular! Let's face it, folks. No matter how hard we try to pretend otherwise, Halloween is for kids. When you really look at it, American Halloween is rooted in what I would consider mixed messages.
All right, kids, I know we spend the rest of the year telling you not to take candy from strangers, but today, on this day only, I want you to walk around and get as much candy as you can from as many strangers as you can.
At some point along the way, we traded in our molded plastic pumpkins for giant pillowcases, and what started as a parentally accompanied pace of leisure transitioned quickly into an unsupervised sprint through the rich parts of town.
Guys, I heard a bunch of houses on Valerie Court are giving away full-size candy bars. Biddle honeys be damned, let's get to Valerie Court!
And by the time high school hit, trick-or-treating was a thing of the past. Finding king-size Snickers took a backseat to finding half pints of apple pucker. And now, for those of us in our mid to late 30s with no kids, really Halloween's been diminished to an excuse to party with your friends and to crush some Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. When we were young, we could work ourselves into a frightened frenzy at the very thought of going to something like a haunted house. I remember my first haunted house experience. It was first grade. The volunteer parents put together a spooky stage on the side of the school gym. And I remember we had to funnel through this maze. It was really dark back there. We were told to stick our hands into a covered bowl and to feel around.
Ew! It's eyeballs and guts!
It was actually grapes and spaghetti. We were dared to crawl through a tunnel in which hands extended from the walls, grasping at whatever they could.
Ah! They're zombie hands!
They were actually volunteer hands. Hey, did all those volunteer hands get background checked? A soundtrack that included creaky doors and thunder and witch laughter filled the dark stage as strobe lights and dry ice added to the experience. Halloween 1991 marked my first haunted house, and I remember it was terrifying. And in the 32 years since, I've never once been moved quite like I was at Bush Elementary's spooky stage in 1991. So this got me thinking, why hasn't anyone come up with a haunted house specifically aimed at you, the modern adult? And when a question like this pops up in the attic, we resolve it. But before we resolve this one, let's do what we always do. Let's start the show. To Haunted, the world's first haunted house aimed at you, the jaded adult. Start by entering our demented DMV-themed lobby, where you must take a number and wait on our Gen Z staff that speaks only in modern-day slang. That's bussin'. Next, you'll go into the doctor's office of dread, where you'll encounter an oncologist with a concerned look in his face, a real handsy gynecologist, and most terrifying of all, a licensed psychiatrist just trying to dig into all of your trauma. Next, you'll walk into the bathroom bazaar, where you must disrobe and look at yourself in the mirror. Step on a spooky scale, which is 100% accurate. And then, in your last task, you must find the preparation H before it's too late. Next, you'll move your way into the eerie office of the IRS auditor. Provide your last 5 years of tax returns or face the wrath of the terrible tax man. Next up is a horrifying hall of gruesome get-ups. That's right, this multimedia experience pulls actual shots from your Facebook page and shows you how stupid some of your clothes used to be. You used to think you look cool. You think you look cool now. You're a fool! Next up, the frightening family room. Dysfunction reigns supreme in this spooky living room, where your mother guilts you for missing Thanksgiving, your sister-in-law talks shit about her ex, and your stepdad is on his 9th beer. You better escape there, but don't go too quickly because now you're in the timeshare of terror! Just sit through this quick 5-hour presentation and earn your free gift! Now we'll make your way up to the attic, where you must receive a pitch from your pushy podcaster pal. If you thought the timeshare guy was pushy, then wait until I get you in a room to explain why my back catalog is important for you to catch up on. And if this is too much of a commitment, then you can skip right ahead by signing up for a Talk in the Attic's Patreon page! And if you're sick of all the noise, then enter the silent salon, where you'll sit alone in a quiet, dark room with nothing but your thoughts. What if I die soon? What if I outlive everyone and I die alone? What if I live long enough to become a Republican? Next up is the corporate retreat where lanyards are mandatory. Introduce yourself along with something quick and interesting about you. Partake in trust falls with your boss and your teammates. And finish up with potato sack races against Linda from HR! Next, you'll wind your way into the parlor of parental paranoia, where you must sit quietly and not interfere and only watch as an infant plays near a live electrical wire. A scantily clad teenager flirts with a middle-aged parolee, and a young boy in football gear enters the concussion protocol, and you can do nothing! Spooky! Haunted has thought of everything, folks, which is why we hired 24 sex offenders from Craigslist and gave them carte blanche approval to do as they wish. So sign that waiver of liability and come on down to Haunted! If you sign up before Friday, you can get a voucher for a free meal in our creepy cafeteria, where at least half the food is past its expiration date. And if you're one of the few unlucky souls who does pick up a strain of scary salmonella, then you can stop in at the final attraction on your way out, the petrifying porta potty, lifted straight from day 3 of your local music festival. The hand sanitizer dispenser is bone dry, and the toilet paper is long gone. Haunted. Open now through Halloween night, just off Dort Highway in the always terrifying Genesee County. Peace out, everybody.